Chapter 35, Promoting. While terminations might be my least favorite aspect of staffing, there's no question that promotions are my favorite. When I first became a people manager, I was taught that the most visible and tangible sign of success as a manager was when your people were promoted. Nearly every company has career ladders where people can progress in their careers from junior to more senior roles. Most promotions happen within a job class. For example, from an engineer to a senior engineer to a tech lead to a principal engineer. But promotions can also cross job classes. For example, from a senior product designer to a manager of product design. This, of course, begins with understanding the career aspirations of your employees. Some people want to continue as an individual contributor, yet rise to very senior and well-respected levels of capability and responsibility. Others aspire to leadership positions, or in some cases, to one day start their own companies. And yet others aren't sure, so they want to be exposed to different options. I have always truly enjoyed these career discussions. And once I know the person and what she likes doing and what she's good at, I'm not shy about sharing what I think the various different opportunities are for her. But whatever her career goals, I promise her that if she's willing to put in the effort, I'm willing to do my best to help her reach those goals. And furthermore, it's my job to do that. I like to give each person a clear path to her next career goal. I do that by performing an assessment of her current knowledge and skills against what is required for the new role. That always generates a list of gaps, and then we discuss how she can learn and demonstrate the necessary skills. It can also be useful to have the employee do a self-assessment so that you can compare this with your own assessment. Once she has demonstrated that she is now qualified for the new role, then I do everything I can to get her that promotion. I'm always upfront with the person that there may be others who have to approve a promotion, and there may not be immediate openings for a specific role, but that we can get her ready to take advantage of the opportunity when it comes. But I also explain that the more skilled the person is, the more valuable she is to the company, so it's absolutely in all of our best interests for us to get her promoted. One special case is worth calling out here. And that is when promoting an individual contributor to a people manager position. This is, of course, not just a more senior position, but a fundamentally different job with very different skills and talents necessary. And it's critical that the person understand what's required and that she want the role for the right reasons. The main reason tech product companies have dual-track career ladders is because money is not a good reason to make this career change. As a leader, there is nothing I am prouder of than when I see people I hired years ago go on to become exceptional leaders themselves. As Tom Peters said, leaders don't create followers, they create more leaders. Sidebar, retention. I'll repeat the old saying, people join a company but leave their manager. I, Marty, truly believe that this is true. I have done it myself, left because of a terrible manager, and I have seen it happen to others countless times. Some amount of attrition is normal and even healthy. Someone's spouse gets a major career opportunity elsewhere, or after several years with your company, someone leaves to found their own startup, or someone decides to retire. However, if the people you really don't want to lose are consistently leaving, this is a real sign of a potential problem in management. I have always made it a point to do an exit interview with people that leave, even if they are several layers in the organization below me. I want to decide for myself why I think they're leaving, and I'm looking for feedback I can give the manager. But in my experience, those managers who are genuinely concerned about the careers of their employees and who are constantly coaching and working to get them the promotions they deserve rarely have retention issues. On the contrary, these people quickly gain a reputation in the company, and the problem is usually people wanting to transfer so they can work for them.